The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Your weekends, it seems, according to these little coloured pictures, were epic. Thank you for sharing them with the group. So we've got the kind of nervous face emoji. That kicks off from Steve from Crowborough. We then got a lorry emoji, champagne glasses chinging emoji. We've got a parent and a child holding hands in a sign walking across the road emoji. Then we've got an aeroplane emoji and the sunshine. So we got back in touch with Steve. Trey nervous, Dave. Passed HGV class one, aged 55. Had a couple of cheeky celebratory drinks. My middle boy passed his Duke of Edinburgh. Ugh. And my partner booked us a spontaneous trip to Sorrento for some sun.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, what a weekend you packed in there, Steve.
Amazing.
We've got a football emoji, a trophy emoji. We've got, let me get close to the screen here. We've got a rain of thunder and lightning emoji. We've got an aeroplane emoji. Then we've got a man doing a disco emoji, a woman doing a disco emoji, football emoji. And then a black flag.
Yeah.
And it says, hi, gang. Busy weekend. Saturday football tournament in the rain. But I did get to see the King's planes fly over.
Oh.
Then Sunday, popped to see ABBA Voyage.
Oh,
from Daddy.
Nice.
So that had it all, Daddy.
What a good Father's Day for Daddy.
Indeed. Keep them coming. It's your weekend in emojis.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Best I can work out from the emojis I've been sent is that listener Amy, good morning, Amy, she played a game of football, then she calmly approached someone doing flamenco dancing,
yeah,
and they had a stack of pancakes together, and then Amy cycled off. That's all I can figure out what happened there.
Not bad.
We also have Hill in Colchester, who had a chocolate cake, rainy clouds, rainy umbrella, sunshine umbrellas, then lion, tiger, monkey, unicorn, giraffe, champagne, red wine, red wine, red wine.
Five
red wine,
wines.
Red wine.
A lot of units.
Crazy
there.
Face emoji. And then the party hat, party blower emoji.
Wow.
So a very Hunter S. Thompson weekend there for Hill in Colchester. Thank you for sharing your weekend in emojis, everybody. Coming up on The Breakfast Show, well, it is week 8 of 10 weeks of tickets. And here on Breakfast, we have your chance to win your way into Kasabian in Leicester, which, trust me, I've seen Kasabian live. If you're that way inclined, it's going to be very unicorn emoji, giraffe emoji, champagne emoji, red wine emoji, red wine emoji, red wine emoji, red wine emoji. Let's squeeze one more song, shall we?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's get our beverages, sit back and let Matt Dyson bring us the social ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
First, a lovely story that's sort of come from the depths of Wikipedia and gone viral over the weekend. It's been sent to me by quite a few people. It is a guy that was found on Wikipedia and highlighted. His name was Roland the Farter. Roland Le Farter or Rolandus Le Farter.
But Emma Jones, wish she was here right now, she would have loved this story.
He was a medieval flatulist. You don't get flatulists anymore. But he lived in 12th century England and he was given Hemmingstone Manor in Suffolk with 12 hectares, that's 30 acres of land, in return for his services as a jester to King Henry II. And so the main thing that each year, if he wanted to keep his manor and land, every year he was obliged to perform a song called Unum Saltum El Stifitum Et Unum Bumbalum, which means...
Yeah, I think we know what it's called, mate.
Which means one jump, one whistle, and one fart.
That's like your contract with Bauer.
Unum Bumbalum is like medieval Latin for one fart. It's a nice one.
Wow.
Oh, I've just done a little Unum Bumbalum.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Quite good.
Yeah, the King's Court at Christmas every year. That's what they did for entertainment.
And he was allowed to keep the manor and the 30 acres if once a year he turned up at Christmas.
That's it.
Did an umpalumpa, whatever it's called.
And then he was... One jump, one whistle, one fart. That's it. You're set for the year. That's all he had to do. It was amazing.
Well, two of those things you can do spontaneously, but the other takes preparation.
As the person that shared it said, imagine farting so good the king gives you a 30 acre estate and people are still talking about you 900 years later. I mean, he was one hell of a flatulist, wasn't he?
Well done.
And he should be celebrated. Amazing stuff. And what also should be celebrated, of course, is the England victory last night at the Euros.
It well done, off, England.
It started off really well, looked like it would be more comfortable, but they never are they? Christy Kosh is a guy. Recently, he did a song about Freddos to the theme of Unwritten by Natasha
Bedingfield. Excellent
work, yeah. It was really nice. He has done an alternative England song, which I know England songs feel a bit tired these days, but this is a great one. It's about sort of him having confusing feelings he's never felt before for England players.
Okay.
And after we saw Jude Bellingham last night, I think the nation felt like that about Jude. Such a powerful Adonis in his prime. But here's the Christy Kosh England
Hello,
song.
Hello, HR.
It is lovely.
Drunk hipsters in retro shirts, 2 p.m. kickoff, skiving work, 58 years of hurts, not nice. Look at the calves on rice. England supporters flock to the bars. Three Lions, everybody sings. Bellingham makes me feel confusing things. Almost and near misses. I wonder if Cole Palmer has a missus. A pint of Carlin and 2 4 pies. I could get lost in Pickford's eyes. Kane's got a penalty, gotta stay calm. Can't keep my eyes off his big strong arms. I haven't brought it home since 66. I bet Lewis Dunk's got really soft lips. Invented football.
Lewis Dunk's really soft lips, but now he mentions it. Yeah, they do look incredible.
That's all I'm going to think about for the rest of the show. Yeah.
I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about his lips later, and I'll say it
later. Wow, what a sign off.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets continues on the Home Time show from 4. Your chance to see the Kings of Leon live in Hyde Park. But here on The Breakfast Show, all week long, it is all about sending you to what's going to be one of the gigs of the summer. It is our dear friends Kasabian in their hometown of Leicester. And for your chance to be there, of course, we're going to be playing a game. And the game this time out is named Rewired.
Yes.
Matt, how's this going to work?
After the famous hit by Kasabian, of course, we welcome back the Buzz the Wire game. Remember this metal sort of maze you have to go around, and then if you hit the metal,
inexplicably, there's some glass smashing
there's
sound.
There's a glass
effect.
Breaking sound, which you expect to sort of. But no, we've got a. It's quite hard. Sorry, I can't stop touching it now. Okay. But yeah, we bring two callers to air, each backing a different member of the Breakfast Show team. Whoever gets the furthest along the electric wire before being surged,
nice.
If you will, then you will win.
Okay, do you know what? Why don't you have a little go now?
Well, I've just been... I couldn't even get it off the
slide. Is it in the starting position? Okay, right, okay, hang on. Wait.
Oh, so hard.
This is so impatient. Come on, okay, right. Here we go.
I remember Emma Jones did this once quickly, and I really struggled.
But this is a more complex version of the game than last time. Oh,
my hands just aren't steady enough.
So basically, you want to be getting Anna. You want to be getting Anna, but we're going to be playing next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
And this week on 10 Weeks of Tickets, I'm sending you and a friend to see Kasabian at their homecoming gig in Leicester as we play Rewired, a nod to a ditty of theirs. A member of the Breakfast team is going to see how long across that board game, that little game there, that little wire game that we know from the circus and the fun fairs, how
buzz
far
the wire.
Along they can get. Thank you, Matt. I'm sort of struggling to find the buzz
called,
the wire game to win you the tickets before anyone gets surged. And joining us on line one, we have Darren. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome
morning,
to the show. Darren, you have been paired with Matt Dyson. Darren loves the main station. On line two, we have Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome Hi, to the Ruth. Show. Ruth likes the main station, also likes a bit of 90s. Ruth, you have been matched with Anna Geary.
Fabulous, nice and steady, Anna.
Oh, I will take your advice.
Ruth, this is Darren. Darren, this is Ruth.
Hi, Darren.
Okay, so Matty D, you're stepping up first. Let's set it at the beginning, please.
Let's get it set to the start.
Okay.
Okay, it is.
And you're playing on Darren's behalf in 3, 2, 1.
I've made it up the straight bit. Now I'm onto the first corner. This is a really tough.
Yeah, second corner and third corner. for you, Darren. Oh, there we go.
Just there. That's where I made it.
It's not too bad. Yeah. Okay.
Nicely done.
Reset. Did we make a note of where we were on
it's
the Buzz the Wire game? Of course,
it's
that's what it's called.
As it looks.
Right. Okay. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
She goes. The straight bit's generally quite easy. Oh, the first turn. Up
go.
To the second turn. Steady two-handed technique.
It's about
here.
Tilting the wand.
Oh, no, and that means yes. That Roof, unlucky. Darren, Matt Dyson's done it for you.
Sorry,
he made it further along the Buzz the Wire game, and therefore you are off to see Kasabian in Leicester as part of 10 weeks of tickets. Congratulations, Darren.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Sorry, Ruth.
Nice one, man. Yeah, sorry, Ruth. Thank you for tuning into the show. It was close.
Yes.
It was close.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Every now and again, you have to just chuck it out there. You have to say, is it weird that I... Well, Matt.
Yes.
Let's begin with you, because during the last two songs there, you've just told me an epic tale, and I think you need to share it with
the
group.
It's quite shocking. I mean, it doesn't involve me. It involves my father, Ken, right?
Yeah.
So
Morning, Ken.
I was away with my dad and my brothers. We were in Southwold for a boys' weekend this weekend. It's a very nice time. But I shared my hotel room with my brother, George, and my two dogs, because they came with us. Bertie and Fred were in there as well. yeah, it's a lovely time. They're good pub dogs, so they're fine to have around. And then in the other room was Tom and my dad. And it meant that Tom got to witness my dad's morning routine post-shower, right? And we never knew this existed for years, but my dad blow-dries his hair whenever he gets out of the shower, which I think is quite rare these days for a bloke first thing in the morning, right? He blow-dries his hair, and then he gets this sort of old-style curling brush, and he curls the back of his hair like the sort of little mullety bit.
Like John Travolta in...
yes, very much like John Travolta in his getting ready scene in Saturday Night Fever.
The iconic scene from the 70s.
He curls and brushes, curls and heats, and then he does that for about 10 minutes.
Does he gyrate his hips from side to side as well?
Well, my brother Tom was aghast. He was just,
I bet he was.
He said he just sat there open mouth for 5 minutes watching my dad curl his hair. He's like, what are you doing?
But I suppose when this came out, this would have been, this would have been prime Ken, wouldn't it?
Maybe that's when he started doing this.
So how does the end product look?
Well, it doesn't look that much different to
but
how
it is
normally.
It just like a side
but
parting?
It's just slightly
but then
curved,
there's a, like a wave.
In the back. It's not even a wave. It's just
does
curled
it curl
in.
Out or
no,
in?
It curls in. So
oh,
it's not...
I thought he was curling it out.
No. That would make.
Oh no, that is weird.
Yeah, but he curls
Ken
in.
Ken curling it in instead of curling
so
it out
just
is weird.
Sort of like tucks in and doesn't maybe. I don't know why he does it, but.
Right.
And he uses this really old from the 80s, like this old tiny little curling prong thing. And like some of the prongs on it are worn away, and it's like it's
doesn't
really
doesn't fit any
old.
Plugs anymore nowadays.
So, I mean, so I don't know. I might get him something for his birthday.
Some GHDs.
Some leave in overnight curlers or something.
How
yeah.
long has he done it for?
Well, we think he's done it since Travolta popularised it.
Have you ever looked at the back of your dad's head and thought, that's unnatural? Your hairline curls in like that.
No, not at all. No. But now I start to take a bit of a closer look. If he's putting in that effort, you've got to appreciate it.
Could you reckon you could put things in it, like a pen or a finger?
You could store a pen in those curls.
Oh, Ken, sorry. Oh, that's nice.
If he gets some hairspray on there as
that's
well,
lovely.
It would be pretty tight. Yeah.
We all turn into our parents, so Matt, I can't wait to watch you do the same in a few years.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That hair manoeuvre was called a duck's bottom. From Kareem.
Oh, right.
I hope you're getting this, Ken.
Yes.
And we've had to change one of the words in that sentence.
Yeah, sometimes known as a DA. I think that's more of a teddy boy thing, though. I don't think my dad's trying to look like a teddy.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
What is he trying to look like? That's the question we're asking ourselves.
What
do you look like, Ken?
But he's not that much of a
very sharp. Okay. Well, thank you, Kareem. I appreciate that. So, complete the sentence, Dave. Is it weird that I 8, 12, 15? That's what we ask you to do once a week because it feels good to do that. Dave, is it weird that I, instead of watching a film someone tells me to watch that isn't my cup of tea, I just read the plot on Wikipedia and then pretend to them that I've seen it?
Oh,
from Chris in Sunderland.
Good tactic, that is, isn't it?
I've done interviews with people actually in movies based on less research than that, Chris.
Yeah.
Take a look back through my career. You'll know which ones.
That's all you need to do.
Is it weird that whilst running in a half marathon or a marathon, if I need to go, I don't stop. I just go whilst running.
On the go.
Duncan from Birmingham. Matt, let me bring you in here. You're the closest to a marathon runner we have in the group. I mean,
the furthest.
I mean, if you're doing that during a 5K, then you've got real issues. Yeah.
If I did that at the Race for Life, I would get some funny looks.
But see, now you're doing it with the girls. Dad, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, exactly. Don't worry, girls. This is what all the runners do.
Am I Paula Radcliffe now? Yeah, no. Well, Duncan, I can't comment if it's weird or not. I know that people do it, but I think those people are elite athlete runners, aren't they?
Yeah, I've been at the finishing line of marathons, and it is quite grim when you get. There's a lot of bleeding nipples. There's a lot of.
Please never say that on my breakfast show again.
Most people
put plasters on them, but some people forget, and then once you start running, that's
it's all going on.
I believe Vaseline helps.
Yeah, Vaseline helps.
Isolate the audio.
That's a great one to add to Anne's
cannon. Incredible canon of one offline.
Anna's going to have a whole page
this
on the
This is just
board.
Beautiful. keep them coming. Anna, while I've got you. So you got the news and the sport to do in about 12 minutes' time. So before that, is it weird that has anything weird happened in your life recently?
Is it weird that I've developed a crush on Sting even though he's 72?
Well, he's still quite handsome.
I mean,
though.
He was the ace facing Quadrophenia, so he'll always be a stud muffin to me. Yeah. You know, that's just one of those things. why has this suddenly come about?
Well, I went to go and see him on Friday night in Delmere Forest.
Where? Like, performing? Oh, you made it sound like you popped over. I think he's married, Anna.
He was in Cheshire, and I just, honestly, he had this just short hair, tight white T-shirt, skinny jeans.
Did he have a duck's bottom in the back of his hair? No.
This one's for Ken, my inspiration. he's got all his hair shaved.
He just looks amazing.
He's in good shape, isn't he?
And his voice is just so soulful, and it was just banger after banger after banger.
Really? Wow. Fields of barley. Fields of gold. I mean, that is a shame.
Yeah, fields of barley is a different thing altogether, but okay, I don't think it's weird that you fancy Sting at 72, not at all.
I'm 33.
No, I think
it may be a cool badge. Yeah, going to a Sting gig.
Save it for
it's fine.
Yeah, save it. Let's talk about this again on Wednesday during the cool badge section. We'll have a chat then. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio. Is it weird that I clean the curly bits of my inner ears with my clean boxers after I've showered? Asks Mikey and Kent.
That's
wow,
gross.
What a weird combination. Right. But I suppose it's just like using a sort of little bit of cloth to just sort of dry yourself off, is it?
Yeah, but why there specifically for these and then put the pants on?
Yeah, that's not right.
I think it is weird. Call it weird. Yeah, call it what it is, Mikey. It's
unnecessary
weird.
As well, you know. Just use a bit of towel.
Just use the same towel you use.
Get a flannel, for heaven's sake,
buy
Mikey.
A flannel,
come on.
Mikey. Goodness me. Okay, let me join the group because you've done yours and you've done yours. Yeah. Is it weird that I'm currently compiling an Anna Geary soundboard?
Not at all. I love it.
I dread to think what's on.
Do you know what I've got? I've got 7 seconds. That's all it is. 7 seconds of audio.
Really?
Just 7 seconds, but it packs
so
quite the
good.
Punch. Like the great person herself. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is the first one.
Not me.
That's a classic.
Legendary moment.
Anna doing an impression of the ferryman. Be a pirate.
Me.
Be a sailor, Anna.
Not me.
It'll always
amazing.
Be good.
Still amazing.
I also have this one.
In the club.
I
forgot about that.
Yeah, I got it.
In the
That's
club.
Why it's weird that I'm compiling an Anna Geary soundboard. You've even forgot about it and you said it.
Let's hear that one
That
again.
Is the shortest of all
That's
the clips.
So good, though.
That's, my friends, it's just 1 second. 1 second can pack quite the punch, as I say.
Give us
In
another.
The club. Yeah. In the club.
There's a touch of club singer, Vic Reeves club singer.
In the club. We move on to this.
This is amazing.
Now, this is great.
Banger after banger after banger.
That's Anna talking about Sting.
It sort of sounds. It's got a rhythm to it.
I like it.
I think there's another producer challenge coming on.
I'm about to pay her, is it?
Well, possibly. Yeah. Does it sound like that? Yeah.
Banger after banger after banger. in the club.
This has to be remixed into a dance. So, give him the stems. Are you... Give behind me swumble these stems quick.
And finally.
I believe Vaseline helps.
Some absolute gold. Gems.
I believe Vaseline helps.
It's
banger after banger after banger.
In the club.
Not me. I believe Vaseline.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning, and as promised, it's time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
A bonus tidbit from across all of social media. What you got?
And as I mentioned earlier, Dave, I was in East Anglia this weekend, and this song, myself and my brother had both seen it, and we were singing it all the time as we heard the locals speak, and it's gone massively viral. It's a reworking of American Boy by Estelle, and but it's from the point of view of an East Anglian boy, and it's Leon Mallett. he's done an amazing job with it. Have a listen to the song.
From Norwich City to Yarmouth Town, down to the Norfolk Sound.
Oh, I love it.
Front donuts, £4 a pound, or daily as pies at the Norwich Ground. Chips on the market, they're not a bad price. I was 20p short, but he said, you're right. Prince of Wales is calling, but I got work in the morning. Take me down to Riverside, let's catch the train. Yarmouth through and Norwich, no return one way. I really want to take you to Bannum Zoo. I'll be your East Anglian boy, she said.
Just the way he said his accent, East Anglian boy. I've never wanted to go to Bannum Zoo so much in my life. I'll share it on my Instagram. You'll be talking about it later and I saved your day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's it for Monday, the 17th of June's edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Thank you so much for joining in and tuning in. It really has been a joy, particularly those of you who get in touch with, is it weird that I will be doing that again next week, rest assured. And of course, so lovely having listener John be the first person ever to play five players, five grand. That will be returning after 9:30 to The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning. But today, as always, we leave you with a brand new edition of the podcast. Matt, the podcast Damien Bell rung on the following occasions. One jump, one whistle and one fart. I bet Lewis Dunk has really soft lips. Unequivocally, the dog was called Dave. The two-hand technique. Ken curling it in instead of curling it out. You could store a penny in those curls. Stud muffin sting with banger after banger after banger. And buy a flannel, Mikey.
Rich pickings today.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a tough one. I do quite like Lewis Dunk and his soft lips and the one whistle, one jump. One fart, one from the Social Ammo, but I think maybe it should be inspired by my father's hair drying routine in the morning, perhaps, at his duck's bottom.
I couldn't agree more.
So Ken curling it in instead of curling it out.
That is the name of the daily podcast. Right, on the way, Leona's going to be here. She'll have the tea break trivia and the details that you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which, by the way, is worth £75,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So as always, until then, stay safe, try and stay entertained. Arrivederci.